Welcome to this Bookport training session. I'm your host, Larry Skukon, and we'll be taking a look at getting started with your Bookport, identifying the controls and connectors, and connecting your Bookport to the PC for the purpose of transferring files. Unpacking your Bookport. Open your shipping carton and remove the Bookport, the two AA batteries, and the earbuds. You'll be able to identify the Bookport. It's the device that looks somewhat like a remote control. You'll notice that it has a flash card protruding from the right side of it. You can tell the top of the device because there is a flat surface with two connectors, one for your earbuds and one for the USB cable. Go ahead and plug your earbud into the earphone jack now and place the bud into one of your ears or both of your ears. You should still be able to hear this tutorial. The keys on the Bookport are designed to be similar to those on a telephone, except there are two extra rows. So the first three keys across the top are 1, 2, 3, then 4, 5, 6, and you'll notice there's a little nib on the 5, then 7, 8, 9. Next row is *0#. The fifth row is ABC, and the sixth row is DEF. Before we can use the Bookport, we need to install the two AA batteries. So flip the Bookport around so that the keys are facing down. You'll notice at the bottom is a battery compartment cover door. And if you'll reach from the middle of the device up about an inch or two, right below where the belt clip is, you'll feel a little notches for you to be able to grab. We'll push in on that and pull towards you, and the battery door will come off. Lay that aside for just a second. Unwrap the batteries from their cellophane holder there. And notice that the battery door that you've opened up has a little ribbon in it. Go ahead and pull that out towards the towards you so that it sticks out past the case a little bit. That ribbon is used to help remove the batteries when it comes time to do that. So let's take the first battery, the one further, we'll place it in the cavity furthest away from you. Take the negative side of that. Of course, you can identify the positive side because it has the little nub or nib on the battery. Place it into the cavity, negative side to the left. Place the negative side in first and push to the left and slide that battery down in there. Now take the second battery and put it in the cavity that's closest to you. Put the negative side to the right and push from the left toward the right with the positive side as you push down.
Bookport 12033 ready.
When you do, you should hear something like that. The version number may be a little different. And you'll notice the Bookport automatically comes on. Did you notice that double beep sound? That was Bookport shutting itself down. The device actually has no on and off switch. It shuts itself automatically off after about 10 seconds of non-use. And that's also your signal for later information, just for your information, that it's safe to take the compact flash card out. It's quit writing to the disk. There is no longer any activity going on. So you'll hear that sound periodically throughout this tutorial. Now let's take the battery door and replace it pretty much just opposite of the way you removed it. Just slide it up towards the unit, away from your body. Basic Bookport operation. To begin playing a file on the book port, press the 2 key. The 2 key is your play and stop. So if you press 2, the unit will start reading, and then to stop reading, you press 2 again. Let's listen to how BookPort sounds when we press 2.
BookPort is a portable device designed to read electronic books of nearly any type. Blind students and professionals find that its combination of synthetic speech and digital audio capabilities make BookPort the perfect tool for nearly any reading need.
Okay, and we press 2 to stop it. Basic navigation. The keys on BookPort are arranged logically to help you remember their function. In general, the keys closest to the top of the unit, while BookPort is idle, that is, while it is not reading, move in larger increments. And then as you go down, the keys move in smaller increments. The keys on the right side of the BookPort always move towards the end of the file, or they make a function greater in some way. Similarly, the keys on the left side move back in some way. They move toward the beginning of the file, or they move to a previous file, or they may make some function lower or slower in the case of the speed. Let's give you some specific examples of what we're talking about. The keys on the top row of BookPort are your sentence or line movement keys. So we already saw that 2 in the middle is the play and the stop key. 1 is the previous sentence key, or previous line if you have a file that's line oriented. So let's press 1 and we should hear BookPort read the previous sentence.
BookPort is a portable device designed to read electronic books of nearly any type.
If we press the 3 key, that's our next sentence key. So let's press it.
Blind students and professionals find that its combination of synthetic speech and digital audio capabilities make BookPort the perfect tool for nearly any reading need.
The word movement keys. The second row of keys, the 4, 5, and the 6, move you through the book a word at a time. So if you press 5,
blind,
you hear the current word where we stopped at when we stopped reading with the next sentence key. Now let's press 6 a few times.
Students and professionals find.
And then 5.
Find.
Current word. And then previous word. We'll hit.
Professionals.
Hit a couple of times.
And students blind.
Now the next row of keys, the 7, 8, 9, are your letter movement commands. So if we press the 8, that's our current letter.
B.
And you notice that it raised the pitch of the pronunciation of that B to indicate to you that that's a capital letter. Now we'll press 9 a few times to move through this word letter by letter.
L, I, N, D, space.
And then 7 to move back.
D, N, I, L, B.
And we're back to the B. File movement commands. Now in addition to the first 3 rows of keys that navigate you within a file, you have the fourth row of keys lets you move from file to file instead of within a file. So that they are, of course, 0 in the center. That actually doesn't move by file. I'll show you what that does in just a second. The star moves you to the previous file.
First file, BookPort user's manual.
So that was the first file. The pound moves you to the next file.
Last file, BookPort user's manual.
So when you first get your BookPort, there's only one file on it. We'll show you how to transfer more files to it in just a moment. But just remember, that's your previous and next file commands. The letter keys. The last 2 rows on the BookPort are the letter keys, A, B, and C on the first row, and D, E, and F on the second row. A and C are your speed keys. So A, of course, being on the left, moves you down.
Slower. Slower. Slower.
C moves you faster.
Faster. Faster. Faster.
So probably one of the first things you'll want to do when you get your book poured, especially if you're not used to the speech, is press the A a couple of times until it gets slow enough that you can understand it. The last row of keys on the left and the right side are your volume keys. Of course, D is lower volume.
Softer, softer, softer.
And F is louder volume.
Louder, louder, louder.
The menu. We mentioned that the fourth row of keys controls the navigation from file to file with the star and the pound keys. Well, the middle key on the fourth row is how you access the menu. In other words, if when you press zero, you go into a menu system, and then you press zero again to exit the menu system. So if you press zero, you might hear something like this.
Set date and time.
And we press zero again to get out.
Reading keypad.
Okay, so let's go back into the menu.
Set date and time.
Set date and time, it says. Before we do that, though, which setting the date and time, by the way, is one of the first things you'll want to do with your book port. But before we do that, let's mention how the keys work in the menu. When you're in the menu, the 2 and the 8 act as up and down arrow keys. So 2 moves you up to the next item in the menu.
File locked, no.
File locked, no. And 8 moves you down.
Set date and time.
Back to date and time. The 4 and the 6 keys are your left and right arrows. So those will change the value of an item in the menu. The 5 key is how you select an item or set an item. So if we press the 5 or the select key on date and time, we'll be able to set each of the individual values. And I'll show you how these work.
Month, May.
So we pressed 5 and says month, May. That's the correct month. So we'll press the up arrow, the 2.
Day of month, 10.
And the 10. So let's see what today is, actually. I'm going to press command on my computer to get the date and time.
Monday, May 16th, 2nd, 005.
So we'll press the right arrow.
11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Then the up arrow.
Day of week, Tuesday.
And I'll press left arrow because it's Monday.
Monday.
Up arrow.
Year 2005.
That's right. Up arrow.
Hour 1. 2.
2.
Minute 2.
Minute. Let's see, what was the time? 2:51
p.m.
2:51. So 2 is correct.
A.M. P.M. P.M.
Oops.
Minute 2.
We'll go backwards with the left
1,
arrow.
0, 50, 50, 50, 55, 50, 53, 52, 51.
And up arrow.
A.M. P.M. P.M.
P.M. is right. So we'll press 5 to select this.
2:51 p.m. Monday, May 16, 2005.
And then we'll go ahead and press 0 to exit the keypad.
Reading keypad.
The menu, I mean. The one beep functionality. Many of the keys on the book port perform additional functions when you hold them down until they beep. For instance, the play key, the 2, gives you the date and time when you hold it down until it beeps. So instead of playing a file, if you press the 2 and hold it until you hear a beep, you'll hear something like this.
2:53 p.m., Monday, May 16, 2005.
Now, similarly, the 1, if you hold it down for one beep, moves you to the beginning of the file, like this.
Beginning of file report user's manual.
And the 3, for one beep, moves you to the end of the file.
End of file reached.
So we'll go ahead and press 1 to get back to the beginning.
Beginning of file report user's manual.
Now, another place where this one beep functionality comes into play is with the speed keys. So if you want to slow the device down as slow as it'll go, you hold the A down, which is the slower command. You hold it down for one beep.
Slowest.
And you get slowest. Similarly, press the C for one beep.
Fastest.
And you get fastest. We'll go ahead and go back to
slowest.
Now the D and the F are the same way with the volume. If you hold D down, your volume goes very low like that, to its lowest, in fact. Now, the F does not actually bring the volume to the loudest point. It did in earlier versions of the firmware, but it was a little rough on the ears if you accidentally pressed that key for one beep. So now it moves the volume up by 5 notches. And we press it again.
Louder.
And one more time.
Louder.
So that's the way that works for one beep. One other important key that you'll want to know about for the one beep functionality is the E key, the bottom row middle key. If you press it down for one beep, you'll hear it beep again like that, and that indicates to you that it's recording. We're actually recording our voice right now. We can press the E again to pause the recording like this, and we get a confirmation tone like that. Then we can resume recording by pressing the E again like this. So now we're resuming. We'll press the B to stop the recording, and then we can press play to play the recording.
You hear it beep again like that, and that indicates to you that it's recording. We're actually recording our voice right now. We can press the E again to pause the recording like this. So now we're resuming. We'll press the B to stop the recording.
Now, once you've made a recording, Bookport moves you into a new folder. And we haven't discussed folders yet, but folders work very much the way they do on your PC. You have folders in your Bookport file system, and this particular folder is called Memos. And if we move from file to file in this, we've actually only got one file in here right now, but you'll see that the name of the file is Memo with the date, like this.
Last file, voice memo 2:55 p.m., 5/16/2005.
So actually, let's speed this up just a little
faster,
bit.
Faster.
That's also the first file.
First file, voice memo 2:55 p.m., 5/16/2005.
Now, while we're in this memo, there's two ways to get out of it. We'll talk about these keys in a moment, but the way we'll talk about while we're talking about the one beep functionality is to press the B key for one beep.
Return to file, Bookport users manual.
So that took us back to right where we left off in the Bookport users manual. Of course, you can press the B again for one beep and you'll toggle back over to the memos folder.
Memos folder.
And then B again.
Return to file, Bookport users manual.
Combination keys. In addition to pressing a key and holding it, another way you can control the Bookport is by pressing combinations of keys. And one of the most important combinations that you'll want to know about right away is the move by section and move by subsection commands. So to move forward by section, you press the combination of 3 and 6. And when you do,
overview.
You hear overview. We'll press it again.
Quick start.
Quick start.
The reading keypad.
The reading keypad. To move back by major sections, we'll use the symmetrically opposite keys, the 1 and the 4, as you can probably guess.
Quick start.
Quick start.
Overview.
And overview. Now, to move by subsections forward, we press the 6 and the 9 keys together.
Advanced software.
Advanced software.
How it works.
How it works.
Flexible navigation.
Flexible navigation.
Simple connection to PC. Removable media.
Then we'll move back by subsection, and I'll bet you can guess. It's the 4 and the 7.
Simple connection to PC. Flexible navigation. How it works. Advanced software. Overview.
So when we get to a section or a subsection that we want, we'll move to a... Let's move ahead a couple of sections here.
Quick start. The reading keypad.
Well, let's go back to quick start.
Quick start.
So, of course, we're there now. So to begin reading, you can just press the play key.
Quick start Bookport has no on-off button. Any key on the unit performs its function at any time, and when the unit remains idle for more than 10 seconds, Bookport automatically turns itself off.
So we'll stop it. Now, some other keys that have function when you press them together. Let's look at the bookmarks. So to set a bookmark, you press the 4 and the 6 together. To clear a bookmark, you move to a bookmark and then press that key again.
Bookmark cleared.
Bookmark cleared. So let's go ahead and set a bookmark, and then we'll move to another we'll move to another section.
The reading keypad.
Let's set another bookmark. Then we'll move to another section.
Idle bookport.
Idle bookport. We'll set another bookmark. So now, to move back to the previous bookmark, we can press 4 and 5 together.
The reading keypad.
And the previous one.
Any key on the unit performs its function at any time, and when the unit remains idle for more than 10 seconds, bookport automatically turns itself off.
We'll get, if there are no more previous bookmarks, and if we press the command again, you'll hear it go like that. To move to the next bookport, we press bookmark. We press 5 and 6 together.
Idle
next one, and then there are no more. So we have 3 bookmarks, and of course we're on a bookmark now, so we can press
bookmark cleared.
That 4 and 6 to clear the bookmark. Another combination of keys that you'll want to know about right away are the directory opening and closing commands, or the folder opening and closing. So if we move to a folder, like the memos folder, which we'll do by pressing the star key right now,
memo folder,
we can open that folder either by pressing the play key, the 2, or we can use the open folder command, which is a combination of 0 and pound.
File memo backslash voice memo 2:55 p.m.
So we're on
16,
that file. Now to close that folder and return to the previous level, we press star and 0 together.
Memo folder.
And it says memo folder. Now let's install the bookport software that comes on your CD. You'll use this software to transfer files from your PC to the bookport. We'll put the CD in. And in a moment, you should see something like this.
Install button. Backslash bookport transfer 2.0.0.0 setup dialog. Install button.
And you have an APH bookport install, so we'll just go ahead and... Well, let's look through these keys that you have here, these buttons. If you just want to read the whole screen.
Backslash bookport transfer 2.0.0.0 setup dialog. Install button. Start program button. Documentation button. What's new button. Exit button.
So there's several buttons there you can press, but to install the CD, we'll just press enter on install.
Next greater button. Setup dash bookport transfer dialog. Next greater button.
And we'll hit enter again.
To continue, click next. If you would like to select a different folder, click browse. Edit. C:\Program Files\F\Bookport Transfer.
And that's where we want to install the software.
Install button.
So we pressed enter, and we'll press enter
cancel
again
button
to actually perform the install.
Finish button. Cancel button. Setup dashboard wizard reader dialog. Cancel button.
And
setup dashboard port transfer dialog. Finish button.
We are finished, so we'll press the finish button.
F auto run menu. F dashboard port transfer 2.0.0.0 setup dialog. Start program button.
And we go back to the APH auto run menu. We don't necessarily want to start the program, so we'll just hit Alt F4 to exit.
Output folder.
Now, connecting the book port. Once you have the software installed, take the USB cable from the package and insert the wider end of it into one of the USB connectors on your PC. I recommend that you use, if you have combination of USB 1.0 and 2.0, just use the slower speed ones, because the book port does not have a high speed transfer capability on it, and you'll want to save your high speed USB ports for any high speed devices you have. So once you have that connected into one of your ports on your PC, take the other end of it and connect it into the USB port on the top of the book port, right next to the earphone jack. When you plug it in, you'll get your connect, and then the book port Transfer Connect.
Output folder view list view. Not selected. DP underline batch. X1261KB application 5/16/2005/12/12 PM. Book for transfer dialog. Folder view list view. Not selected. Graphic 857 Ricer dash NDA dash letter dot doc.
Okay, so what you get here is you're in a the bookport transfer window, and you're in a list of files of which you're in the last place you were before you when you last used the program. So you know, if you have a favorite folder where you want to transfer files from, you'll always return to that. So let's just show you how to transfer a file or two.
Asia underline 2000 app standards and v1.teek12.txt type colon notes app pro txt.
Okay, this is a file called teek12.txt. I'll just press enter.
Sending 101 dialog, cancel button, folder view list view.
Okay, that file is on the book port now. Let's get one more.
Leo11.txt type colon.
Leo11, this is a Louisville magazine, local magazine. I'll press enter to transfer.
Sending 101 dialog, cancel button, folder view list view. Leo.
Okay, so we sent those two files. Let's unplug the book port and see what they look like on the device.
Output folder view list view. Not selected. DP underline batch dot x1261.
Now you heard that broom. That was a book port transfer telling you that the book port was disconnected and then the software closes itself. Okay, so now let's press the pound key to move to the next file.
Notes folder.
And it actually, the first time you connect your book port, it also creates a notes folder, which we'll talk about a little bit more.
Memo folder.
Memo folder. I'm going back.
Leo, the Louisville Eccentric Observer Alternative Weekly Newspaper.
There's Leo.
Tech update from the New York Times.
And there's tech update. So we'll press play.
Tech update from the New York Times and Washington Post. Next article, New York Times technology circuits for Thursday, 5/12/2005. State of the art, the cell phone that does everything imaginable, at least sort of, by David Potti is Weecon.
So we've got that there. And then if we keep going left or up through the file system,
bookport users
we're
manual.
Back to bookport users manual. So now we have three files on the bookport and two folders.
Tech update from the New York Times and
Tech
Washington
update.
Post. Leo, the Louisville Eccentric Observer Alternative Weekly Newspaper.
Louisville Eccentric Observer Alternative Newspaper.
Memo folder.
Memo folder.
Notes folder.
And notes folder. If we go again.
Last folder. Notes
last
folder.
Last folder. Sending books that are on the CD to your bookport. There are a number of places to obtain reading material to send to your bookport, and we'll be getting into some of those a little later in this tutorial. But let's first look at what is available on the bookport CD itself. The bookport CD contains over 1,700 ebooks. These are all books that are in the public domain, things that the copyright has expired on. But it provides you a good place, and there is some very good reading material in this folder that's on your CD. But it also provides you a good place to get started with learning how to transfer files to your bookport and how to navigate through the different files that are already on your bookport and how to use the device for reading. So let's plug the bookport in.
Bookport transfer dialog. Folder view list view. Not selected. Graphic 857 Ricer dash NDA dash letter dot doc.
Okay, so we ended up back in the same folder where we last looked for files on the bookport. And of course, if you can press down arrow through this list, you'll see that
Asia underline 2006.
We have the same files.
App standard.
Another down arrow.
T12.txt type colon notes app pro txt.
There's that. Actually, it's tech. Calls it teak. So what we're going to do is find the CD on our computer, since we've still got the drive in there. And probably the easiest way to do that is to type d:\books. And that's assuming that your CD drive is drive D. Of course, you would replace d: with e: or whatever letter your C drive is. And once we do that, we press Shift Tab.
Folder view list view. Not selected. Graphic 184 World Fact Book 2000.
So we have World Fact Book 2000. Now the order of these books is going to depend on how you have your Windows sorting order. So if you want to list them alphabetically, that's probably your default. I actually have mine listed by the most recently modified date first. So as we go down through the list, your list may appear in a somewhat different order than mine, but we'll go through my list.
Butler S. Airman-OverTheRange.txt type.
So it's, we start with the author's last name and then the name of the book.
Bunyan J. Life and Death of M.R. Batman.txt type colon no tab. Wild O. Oscar Wilde Miscellaneous. Tarkington B. Penrod and Sam. Pfeiffer M.I. of it. Maynell A. Flower of the Mind.txt.
So let's look for some books by Twain, and we can get to Twain easily just by typing T.W.
Time and Twain M. Extracts from Adam's Diary.txt.
Extracts from Adam's Diary. Let's type another. Well, we'll hit down arrow. That may be grouped together.
Wayne M. The Prince and the Pauper.txt. Type colon no tab pro t.
The Prince and the Pauper.
Wayne M. A Horse's Tail.txt. Type.
A Horse's Tail.
Wayne M. Man That Corrupted Hadleyburg.txt.
Man That Corrupted Hadleyburg.
Wayne M. Stormfield's Visit to Heaven.txt. Type.
And let's go ahead and send. Well, let's go down a moment.
Wayne M. The Bridge Dash Builders.txt.
One more.
Trindle J. Faraday as a Discoverer.txt. Type colon no tab pro txt file.
Let's go back up.
Wayne M. Twain M. Horse's Tail.txt. Twain M. The Prince and the Pauper.txt.
The Prince and the Pauper. So if we want to send that file, we can just press enter, of course.
Sending 1-1 dialog. Cancel button. Folder view.
And that at the end tells us that the file is sent. These are some sounds that Bookport Transfer provides for you. Now, as in many Windows controls, you can select several files at one time. And you can do that by holding down the shift key while you press the arrows. So let's just send these next three books. We will send
Twain, comma, M, period, Man That Corrupted Hadleyburg.txt.
And the next one, I'm still holding the shift key while I press the down arrow.
Twain, comma, M, period, Stormfield's Visit to Heaven.txt.
And one more.
Twain, comma, M, period, The Bridge Dash Builders.txt.
And then we'll press enter to send all three of those.
Folder view list view graphic 184 Twain M the bridge dash builders.txt sending 104 dialog cancel button. Folder view list.
So we sent all four of those files. Now you can also select non-contiguous files by using the space bar and then control down arrow. I'll just show you right quickly, but I will point out that before you can really effectively use this software, you should be familiar with the standard Windows commands to be able to control your environment. And we recommend starting off with a Windows tutorial before you get too deeply into the Bookport. APH does have an excellent tutorial called Verbal View of Windows XP that is available on CD and comes in many, many formats. You can actually send that to your Bookport if you like. But very quickly, another way to send multiple files is to find a file that you want to send. Let's just go down through. I'll press down arrow until we get
Trindle
to one.
J. Mark Truman H. The Chignecto-Isthmus.txt type.
That's Truman H. So we'll press space to select that. Then we'll hold down the control key while we press down arrow.
Not selected graphic 184 Trollard T. Door lectures on. Not selected graphic 184 Trollard A. The Prime Minister. Not selected graphic 184 Trollard A. Hunting Sketch. Not selected graphic 184 Trollard A. Not selected graphic 184 Trollard A. Northam. Not selected graphic 184 Tolstoy L. Resurrection.txt 148 of 1751.
Okay, there's a Tolstoy one. We'll select it while we're still holding the control key down. We'll press space.
Tolstoy L. Resurrection.txt.
And we'll go down and pick one more further down the list.
Not selected graphic 184 Tolstoy L. Anna Karenina.txt 100. Not selected graphic 184 Tolstoy L. Master and Man.txt 150 of 1751.
So how about Master and Man? We'll
Tolstoy L. Master and Man.txt.
And then we'll press enter to select
sending
all
103
three.
Dialog. Cancel button. Folder view list view. Tolstoy L. Master and Man.txt. Tolstoy L. Resurrection.txt.
Okay, now let's unplug the Bookport and see if these files, just let's navigate through them to see that they're all there.
Studio recorder dash. Ready.
And we'll press the star key to move to the left.
Memo folder. Resurrection. The Chignecto, First Settlers, Master and Men. The Chignecto Isthmus and its First Settlers, Master and Men. Extract from Captain Stormfield's Visit to Heaven. The Man That Corrupted Hadleyburg. A Horse's Tail. The Bridge Builders. The Prince and the Pauper. Leo, the Louisville Eccentric Observer Alternative.
Okay, and we're back to the ones that we had already sent. Now, while we have several files here, let me just show you a couple of other 1beep commands that might be handy. One of them is the previous file command for 1beep brings you to the first file.
First file, bookport user's manual.
And, of course, the next file command for 1beep brings you to the last file.
Last file, resurrection.
Now, there's still two folders here to the right. That just brings you to the last file. So if we press the pound again.
Memo folder.
And the 1beep functionality applies to the list of folders as well.
Notes folder.
Of course, there's only two folders, so it doesn't matter whether you hit the key just quickly or hold it down for 1beep. You're
Memo
still
going
to get to just those two folders. We'll show you how to create additional folders a little bit later on. So now you see how to send several files non-contiguously to your bookport. Next, we'll take a more in-depth look at the bookport transfer software and how to send music files.